Many families have spent the last year isolated, struggling with unemployment, and under intense stress. All of those are factors for domestic violence. Current job data shows that women were more likely to have lost their jobs during the pandemic than men. That puts women in abusive relationships in difficult or sometimes dangerous situations. Morgan Colburn is the Director of Counseling, Advocacy, and Outreach at the YWCA Spokane.
I definitely think because there's already a women recession going on, perpetrators can use these tactics to further isolate, demean, or control their partner.
Colburn said that this year, intimate partner violence could be even harder to address as women are isolated without steady employment and reliable childcare.
Now we have women with employment gaps on their records, which makes it harder for them to get a job. Or, you know, we could be combining emotional abuse with the financial abuse of having your partner berate you or demean you for having to lose your job because of the pandemic and making you feel hopeless that you'll find a new one.
Finances are one of several ways perpetrators of violence isolate their partners, says Ann Murphy, the executive director of the Spokane Regional Domestic Violence Coalition. She said this year the police and sheriff's department have also seen a spike in both assaults and murders, many of which were connected to domestic violence. She noted that Spokane has one of the highest domestic violence rates in the state, with roughly 1 out of every 3 women and 1 out of every 10 men in the county experiencing it. She said there are ways both local and state leaders can focus on helping survivors get out of unsafe situations. Those include ensuring affordable housing, especially rental units, are available. Kelly Starr is the Director of Public Affairs for the Washington State Coalition Against Domestic Violence. She said during and after the pandemic, many will face an impossible choice: staying with an abusive partner or homelessness.
You know, if people have been able to be independent of an abusive partner, we're worried that this will make it harder to keep that independence. And one of the main reasons that people either stay with or return to an abusive partner is because they simply don't have the financial resources to be safe and stable without them.
She says she worries about when the eviction moratorium expires. Governor Inslee recently extended it until the end of June, but many fear what could happen when it does come to an end. She said the coalition is following 3 programs that could provide relief: the Washington Working Families Tax Credit, a 15% increase in the Temporary Assistance for Working Families program, and a state capital investment in affordable housing.
These are 3 things the legislature are considering and have the opportunity to provide that really would put cash in the hands of those most vulnerable in our communities. And that can be just a critical part of the safety net and a critical way to increase options for survivors and their kids to find safety and stability.
The Washington State Families Tax Credit was passed in the State House and is now in the Senate. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, consider contacting the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Both calling or texting is available 24 hours a day. 800-799-7233 or 800-787-3224. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.